year, the butter display uses approximately anywhere between 1,800 and 2,000 pounds of butter. This year, we're anticipating the display taking the full 2,000 pounds of butter. Because the artists use 55-pound blocks of butter to carve with, we have to bring the butter in from Texas because Ohio doesn't manufacture or produce any butter in that large of quantity, in that form of the 55-pound block.
How long does it take the artisans to make the sculptures?
It could be up to 300, 350 hours to sculpt in the cooler. There's also several hours, hundreds of hours of planning time that goes into it as well. I'm anticipating this year, when it's all said and done, for the sculptors to have spent about 350 or so hours actually in the cooler sculpting the butter.
How many sculptors are doing this?
For the last 14 years, we've had a trio of three Cincinnati-based toy sculptors, and this year they have three additional artists that are helping them, as well as some Ohio State students.
What kinds of tools do the sculptors use to create these works of art?
The sculptors use a variety of different tools, mostly sculpting tools, and they're used to really help put the fine detail on the sculptures. The butter is actually applied to armatures because the weight of the butter would be too heavy to not have some type of structure inside each of the sculptures. So there is an armature that's made of wood or made of metal, just depending on what the sculpture is. And then the artists layer the butter on with their hands, building up each of the sculptures, and then they'll put on fine details with carving tools that, you know, wooden rods and little tiny spatulas that they're able to create the intricate detail like hair or eyes or other features that might be needed in a sculpture.
And after the Ohio State Fair is over, what happens to the sculptures?
Well, the last several years, we've been able to work with an area university to recycle the butter. It's not fit for human consumption after it's been on display in the cooler for several weeks and after the artists have had their hands in it. So we're hoping that we'll be able to recycle it again and searching for a new partner to do so. When they recycle it, it's turned into biodiesel. The university that we had worked with previously used it to fuel some of their campus vehicles.
As part of the annual tradition, the crafting of the butter cow, the butter calf, and this year's butter sculpture is being done in the strictest of secrecy. The buttery works of art will be unveiled next Tuesday, a day before the Ohio State Fair opens. The fair will run through August 4th. I'm Steve Hirschberg.